Think it's gonna be hot summer. Just wait and see. Hot summer.
Today's best music.
Summer music.
All hot summer long.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't really feel like summer, does it?
Wasn't expecting that.
Was not expecting that. Hello, new promo.
Is our show not supposed to be on this week?
Are we not supposed to be here?
Should we go home?
We should probably just go home.
I think our dearly beloved boss popped in the summer intro to the breakfast a week early. Did he?
Look out the window, though. Definitely doesn't feel like summer.
A bit chilly this morning. Top of 20 today, though, so chill.
Ah, I say lies.
You reckon? You're saying I lied on my weather forecast today.
That top of 20 for today feels like a Tassie cold 20.
Mm-hmm.
You know how Tassie can have like a really hot 20?
Yeah.
That's a cold 20.
But is there such a thing as a cold 20?
Yeah.
It's 20.
I don't know. But then the breeze is cold.
I don't know about this Arielle Ackland.
Oh, whatever, ads. It's a tough week. It's a tough weekend.
Uh-huh.
We're not thinking right.
Yeah, and are we going to exchange gifts today on the show?
We are, for a brighter note. Yeah, we are going to exchange gifts. Is it just one?
I only got you one.
Yep, okay, just checking.
I brought in the bobby pin because we are going to swap it for a house eventually, probably.
Yeah, we have locked it in and decided that we're going to exchange it for a pedestal fan.
From Sean from Somerset, yeah.
Yeah, so I'm actually looking at the bobby. I rocked up this morning and on my desk was a bobby pin and I just knew in my soul that that wasn't mine.
Yeah, really? You can tell?
Yep, I can tell that is not my bobby pin. And was like, oh, the famous bobby pin has made it into the studio.
Mm.
So if you have anything you want to exchange for a pedestal fan, we'll be doing that exchange with Sean from Somerset.
Yeah.
At some point.
Yeah, because of the lady on TikTok that she was successful. This was her.
For the last year and a half, I've been on a quest to trade a single bobby pin up until I get to a house.
So we want a house. I mean, if she can do it, we can do it. And plus, it's not even our bobby pin. It's your friend Sarah's.
So I did mention it on the weekend and she did say, I don't mind if you trade my bobby pin, but whatever you get in the end, I need thirds off.
She gets a piece. So I worried about this. I thought this might be the case.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, great.
You should have got a prenup, ads. You should have got a prenup.
Now we're all going to share a house.
That's fine. I'm okay with that.
But we need a three-bedroom.
Three best friends that anyone could have.
How did she feel about us
asking for a signature?
Yeah, and giving a bobby pin to a stranger and stuff.
I mean,
was she weirded out? You were saying
she was like, "You guys are so odd," but she just doesn't get us, you know? Like,
hey, maybe she's the odd one.
Yeah, she's
we're
the
normal.
Odd one out. Still love her though.
Almost definitely not. We're not normal. My favourite band, Pearl Jam, Ari.
Oh, honestly, Pearl Jam and crickets, all I'm hearing about these days.
Oh, we're going to win today, probably.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
I caught Ari singing along to that tune just now. So
I just want to say that you have also been caught singing along to Mistletoe by Justin Bieber.
Well, we've played that a lot.
Exactly.
But I'm just worried. I'm just worried Ari and I are going to become the same person.
Well, there is no way that we would become the same person.
Binge watching Seinfeld. She's wearing a denim jacket that she got just because it looks like mine. Now she's singing along to Pearl Jam.
It doesn't look like yours.
She'll probably be catching the last day of the Ashes game today.
Honestly, no. Definitely not. I draw the line at Pearl Jam.
Wow.
What is it? Cricket.
Cricket. Yeah, it's called cricket. Yeah, you say that now, but you know, you're already on the way to the Pearl Jam fandom, singing along. You got the denim jacket. What's going to happen? We're supposed to be yin and yang.
We are yin and yang.
That's why I think they put us on the breakfast show. So, well, this would be interesting. They're complete opposites. And now, look, the same person.
We're merging.
Yeah, we're merging into one.
On the note of sport, though, ads, do you remember when we went to the tennis club?
Yes.
I actually forgot that happened this weekend.
I know. Yeah, on
Friday.
We
went to the famous tennis club. Now, boss man Jerry talks about this tennis club all the time.
Yes, he does. What did you think? Did it live up to expectations and all that he raves about it?
I think so.
I liked it because it was a good level. It was like it wasn't too busy, not too quiet.
Yeah.
Had a hit.
Yeah, we did actually have a hit. One, we both suck at tennis.
Oh, but, excuse me, I took on Jerry.
You know, when we first started, well, you had to warm up for a long time. And then actually, yeah, you and Jerry had we'll just call it a duel.
A hit off.
Yeah, for content director to become the boss. So I would like to officially announce that you get a drum roll for me. The new boss of CFM is Adam for a week.
Well, I scored twice off him. So
yeah, but Jerry said if you get a point, you can be content director for
this
a week.
This is the thing, though, Ari. A point means something else in tennis. You have to win like a full. There's games, set, match. No, point. What is point? I don't know.
Net, court,
15,
racket.
Is that the points? I got 30 off him in like three games or whatever. I can't remember the difference between games and matches, but these are all stuff that happen in
all
tennis
related things. But anyway, so Adam, it's a privilege to be sitting across from Boss Man for a week because you are now Boss Man.
Thank you. Yeah,
until
Friday. I said if I score off him twice, I'm allowed to swear on air for a whole week, and he agreed to that. So
he definitely did.
He
not.
Did. And I scored off him twice, so.
Because it's gonna be hot summer. Yeah.
Today's best music, all hot summer long.
Sorry about my content director.
We're so sorry about our content director for that one. A hot summer. It's pretty cold outside.
Popping in the sweeps a week early. But do you have current temperatures for us?
Currently in Devonport it's 13 degrees. And in Burnie it is currently, let me refresh, it's 12 degrees.
Top of 20.
Showers.
Top of 20 today. Very windy and cloudy. Professional from us, at least. There you go. That's how you do it.
It's the only way we do it.
Yeah, we're so pro.
Hit music.
We should do some gift giving.
You know
the
why
season.
We need to do some gift giving as well? Because doesn't that just make you feel better when you give a gift?
Yeah.
You feel better when you get words of affirmation.
Well, according to some stupid quiz online, I don't think that's the...
Whereas I feel better when I give gifts and I give back. So,
yeah, I actually
to make
did
me
get,
feel better.
Yeah. You want to get yours first?
No, I'm giving you your
gift.
It's
a big box.
It's a massive box. By the way, we both have not wrapped our Christmas presents for each other.
Now, I never wrap, so this is my style, but what's happened? You've become me. I told you, the denim jacket, the Pearl Jam, the Seinfeld, now not wrapping.
I woke up this morning and was like, S.
You said S?
Yeah, I was like, S, we didn't wrap. I didn't wrap that present.
You've got a foul mouth, Ariel.
P.O., mate.
Yeah, do I give it yours?
Okay. Yeah, we're gonna do it at the same time. Imagine if we got each other.
Hold it with two fingers. It's a little bag with little handles.
Okay, it's time for the Christmas exchange. Okay, you take a thing out.
Ari,
ads.
Ari.
This is when you know your co-host very well. I have received a Dasher and Fisher strawberry gin. Bless your cotton socks, ads.
I got
that is delicious and one of my favourites. It's won awards.
One of these energy shots that you.
Yeah, I thought
you
could have it while you open your presents.
While I open.
Yeah, so
just get the hype going.
Yeah, just neck it and then.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll wait for you to have your shot and explain to the coast what I got you, and then I'll explain the process behind choosing these gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the exciting part. So read it.
Incoherent.
Yeah.
The here is emphasised, but it's an adult party game that will get you talking.
Yeah. So this game is it gives you a sentence that you read. So if you turn it over, see an example that's appropriate to read.
Thirds.
So it gives you a sentence that makes like pretty much no sense, but it sounds like something that does make sense.
Thirds, teeth, or stay. Means Thursday. Yeah, right, Ari.
So it's not only a present for you, but it's a present for the coast. which I know you will love because you're all about the show.
Yeah.
If it's not for content, who cares?
Song titles for a-holes. So is this a little bit like that other game? What's that called? You know, Cards Against Humanity?
Yeah, that is.
Looks a bit like it. Is this?
But this one's for song titles. So it's got the black card is Smells Like, and then a line, and then it's the white card is Nana's Fart.
What? What does that mean?
I know, it's funny.
No, I'm just confused. Is that the name of a song?
It must be.
Ah, Smells Like Nana's Fart. And you've got to guess the song name? Or that is a song name?
Have you ever played Cards Against Me?
I have, yeah. Thanks, Ari.
The one on the front's probably the best example. It says, get jiggy with,
and then a blank line. So the blank is filled in by the other card, which is Nana's Fart. I took a blank in Ibiza, and the blank is huge crap. Bless you. Thank you. And some socks, because I always got holes in my socks.
Yeah, it's got holes in your socks.
I need more fancy ones. I got a chili one. Is that a Santa?
It is Santa, yeah.
He looks funny. He's got a moustache.
Yeah, because you got a mow. Because you did Movember.
Thanks, Ari.
I think we need to cheers our Christmas presents.
Cheers.
The strawberry gin is a good choice. Clink, thank you.
And the energy shot. You know I like them.
Yeah, you do. You froth.
Oh, let's go to news, Ari. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Trivia Troll.
We are about to play Trivia Troll, but I have just got, ads a message from Jacob through the Facebook page. He just said, morning, guys. Can I get a shout-out to all the retail workers this week leading up to Christmas? Remind people to be kind to all of our workers. If it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be getting your last-minute presents, food and drinks.
All my presents that I get for people are last-minute ones.
Yeah, exactly. So
I really need them.
Yeah. So thank you so much to everyone that is working this week and letting us
Get a lot of people sort of wind down at this time of year and take it a bit easier, but that's the opposite for them.
Yeah, it's the busiest time of the year. And with everything else that's going on, just be kind and we can play Trivia Troll.
Trivia Troll.
Smooth.
Yeah, sorry. okay, so we're playing Trivia Trial. We've got a trivia question for you today. If you think you know the answer, give me a call, and Adam, I guess, on 1-300-655-922. Okay, the question, Adam.
You want me to ask it? You wrote it. You ask it.
Okay. There's a holiday fad that goes around. What spy hides around the house reporting back to Santa on who has been naughty and who has been nice?
See, I didn't quite understand that this fella does this, because I thought Santa had like a crystal ball or something he could see, you know?
No, that's why he's got elves.
Because it does say in the song he's going to find out who's naughty and nice, so I suppose that's how he finds out.
Yeah.
Through. Did you just?
Yeah, I did just.
There you go. There's your answer.
But it's one particular one. Damn it!
Very unprofessional. Sorry about my co-host.
Trivia Trial.
Sean from Somerset.
Yes, buddy.
How are you this morning?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Not too bad. So can we just confirm before we get to the trivia question that we're going to swap this bobby pin for the pedestal fan?
We can confirm that, yes.
Right. Yes, it is on air, means it's
legally binding is what she's searching for there. Good on you, Sean. I'm excited to have that fan in here. It gets hot in here. But then we've got to trade it for a house. So.
Well, we don't need to trade it just yet.
Yeah, we can use it a little bit.
Well, hopefully it's a step forward for you guys.
Thanks, Sean.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sean. You're going to go down in history with this trade.
And
I'm a bald guy, so the bobby pin's not much use to me, but, you know, it's a bit of memorabilia for me.
Exactly. Sean. And it will be in that frame too.
All right, today's trivia question, pretty easy because Ari sort of set it on air just then accidentally. But what spy is it that hides around the house reporting back to Santa on who's been naughty or nice?
Well, if it's a particular one, I'd probably say Elf on a Shelf.
Yeah.
He's done it. He has done it. Now, Sean, have you been naughty or nice this year?
Oh, I've been pretty nice, actually.
I think so.
Okay.
I think so. I think he's telling the truth, Ari.
I hope so anyway, Adam, yeah.
Yeah. Alrighty, thanks, Sean. You're in the draw for $150 to spend at Jensen's Quality Metalworks. We'll draw it Friday.
Thanks, guys.
Today's best music, all hot summer long.
Oh, I had some. currently in Devonport, it's 13 degrees, and in Smithton, it's currently 12.
Jimmy Barnes, then today in history. You right, Ari?
Yeah, thanks for turning the mic on.
That's okay. You're just trying to deflect attention off your mistake, are you?
Bless you.
Oh, just saying the answer
anyway,
on air.
Anyway, welcome to the show.
I forgive you. Time to sit back and look at history.
Today in history, a thing that happened.
Thousands of years ago.
Sit back, Ari.
Okay. Don't even tell me twice. You want me to sit outside? Have a relaxing one?
If that's what you want.
No.
On this day, the 20th of December, Paul Keating became the Prime Minister of Australia.
Why won't you call an early election? Order.
The answer is, Mike, because I want to do you slowly. I want to do you slowly.
After he rolled Bob Hawke for the leadership of the Labor Party, Ari?
Hmm.
What?
Yeah.
You in? You here?
What?
You here?
Yeah.
You here?
You told me to sit back.
On this day in 1996, the horror film classic Scream was released.
You like scary movies?
Uh-huh.
What's your favourite scary movie?
I don't know.
You ever hear tell of this film?
Yeah, I watch Scary Movie first before I watch Scream, though. Now when I see Scream, all I want to do is watch Scary Movie.
Mm.
Don't you hate that?
Shame. But you're becoming more me by the day, so eventually that will change.
That won't change.
You've already got the denim jacket. On this day in 2004, a gang of thieves stole £26.5 million, or about $50 million Australian worth of currency, from the Dongles Square West headquarters of the Northern Bank in Belfast, Northern Ireland, UK. It's one of the largest bank robberies in British history.
That's like, what, 50 mil you've written here?
Yeah, that's what I said. I did say that.
Yeah.
You listening?
Well, not really, to be honest.
On this day in 2007, Queen Elizabeth II became the longest living British monarch at 81 years old. She's now 95. And on this day in 2009, US President Barack Obama received his vaccine jab against swine flu. Different times.
Different times.
So different. People getting vaccines.
Did you have to ever leave? Like, did you have to go home from school or anything from that?
Me, no.
We did.
Did you? Why?
Yeah. Was there our whole class had to go home.
Was there a scare or something?
Yeah, at our school.
Just at your specific school?
Yeah.
Oh, no, we didn't. We just sat around.
But it was also like day home.
Yeah, that's all that counts when you're in school, isn't it?
Mm.
Whatever it takes to have that day off.
Yeah, except for you ready, steady, cook and stuff on TV. Now you get Netflix.
Hmm, you poor thing. Different times. That's history.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
There we go, Ari. The correct intro in firmly in place there.
Yeah, thank you for that.
That's all right.
Feels a bit more like our show now.
Mm. Yeah, just earlier we had the different intro in. A week earlier, I think that's going to be the intro starting.
Well, you know what it is. I've worked it out.
Mm.
You've swapped roles with the boss because you won the tennis match.
Mm-hmm.
So you're the content director now, which means you're now boss man, which means it's your fault that the wrong thing is in.
No, but it was the previous boss man that did it.
See,
I didn't do
you
it.
You can't blame it on, if you were the true boss man, you would have got here early this morning and checked it.
Can I?
Can't push the blame on that one.
Can I at least blame it on the boogie?
Maybe.
We're not playing that. This
damn
is
it!
This is Fancy Life, Walker Hayes, CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Just a content warning. We are just going to mention the tragedy from last week. Just want to let you know in case you don't want to hear that. Understandable. You can switch over or switch it down. But it was, I guess you wouldn't say silver lining, but it was great to see so many people donating or trying to help, even dropping a toy off. But it went over $1 million, that GoFundMe, before it was stopped, and now it's all going to the My State thing. This is Martin sort of talking about the facts.
The Devonport City Council, State Government and My State Bank have joined forces to launch the Hillcrest Community Public Fund to support the school, families and local community impacted by Thursday's Jumping Castle tragedy. Devonport Mayor Annette Rockliffe says people are looking for practical ways to support the Hillcrest Primary School community, and one of the best ways is to donate to the fund. Meanwhile, Devonport Zoe Smith, who started the Support for Families Hillcrest Primary School GoFundMe campaign, has indicated she will funnel all the donations from from the page to the community fund, which a short time ago had reached almost $1.2 million. She will also be on the board to oversee the distribution of all the funds to the school, parents and friends committee and affected families. Donations to the fund can be made at any branch of My State Bank. My State Bank General Manager of People, Community and Public Affairs, Janelle Whittle, says the bank will be making a donation to kickstart the appeal and contacting various community partners to do the same.
Yeah, so you can make a donation to any My State Bank now to continue that. The Prime Minister visited on Saturday with his wife and he's pledged $800,000 to provide counselling and mental health support. Some of that's going to go to the first responders and some to the broader community. So I just wanted to update everyone about that. I don't know how much we should talk about it, how much we shouldn't.
Yeah, we were lost for words on Friday, and we also had to work on Saturday, and just being out and about in the community with you, everyone that we saw on the weekend, wanted to, have a discussion with us, and we could feel the love and the support in the community over the weekend. Everyone is definitely feeling it and is looking for a way to support the person next to them, which I just think is so beautiful. Also, a lot of little kids are wanting to be distracted at the moment. I know that some of our listeners went to Don River Railway yesterday, and they did a beautiful, respectful service for them as well. And just having the kids out and about, taking their mind off things, because I guess they can sense and feel that something's wrong from a very young age. So trying to, get some sort of normality back for them while everyone is grieving.
And it's good to see that sometimes it brings out the best in people, this kind of thing. People have been really trying to do what they can to help in any way they can.
To give back.
Phone numbers, Lifeline. 13 11 14 if you are struggling, and Kids Helpline is 1-800-55-1800. Thank you once again, Ari, for my Christmas gift, Incoherent. Is that how you meant to say it?
Yeah.
And it's just cards with sort of sounds like?
Yeah, so I've got one for you.
Okay.
Okay. It says, soak wad coals. Soak wad coals.
Soak wad coals. Soak wad coals.
Soak wad coals.
Soak wad coals. I don't know. Something to do with goals? Goals? No?
Getting close.
Something
goals. Soak wad coals.
Soak wad coals.
Soak wad coals.
I don't know, Ari.
Okay, do you give up?
Yep.
Squad goals.
How am I going to get that?
I don't know.
What does that mean?
They even give you little hints too. Sorry, I didn't realise they did that.
Oh, here we go.
That.
Here's one for you.
Oh.
Ham ion speaker.
Am I on speaker?
Yeah, she's you're good at this.
Yeah, it's because I speak mumble. That's why. All right, I've got one for you.
Yeah.
Well, this is going to be hard because I don't know if it's graph or graph. Graph tub here. Come on. Graph tub here.
Graph tub here. Graft tub here. Graft a beer. Craft beer.
Craft beer!
Did I get it?
You got it!
He's done it.
Anyway, this may be a game we pick up in the new year.
Do you want one more?
Yeah, okay. Is it appropriate though?
I'll check.
Because some of them are not appropriate.
Herpind ik shun hairy.
Something about Pictionary.
Herpind ik shun hairy. Herpind. Herpind ik shun hairy. This has come up in our show recently.
Yeah, her hairpin.
Nothing to do with that.
No.
More to think dictionary. More to do with that. Herpinned dictionary.
Urban dictionary.
Oh, that's our Ari. There we go. What's it called again? This is going to be
incoherent. It was also an Instagram. You know how you can play games on Instagram stories. It was one of them as well.
Thank you, Ari. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Kid music. CFM.
It's CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Don't forget to share your elf on the shelf pictures and ideas with us on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. I had quite 184 in there.
The funniest one, not going to lie, is the one with the elf on the shelf with naked Barbies and Bitcoin laying over
his lap. What's he been up to?
What has he been up to, been that, on that naughty elf?
He's been on that dark web.
Yeah, I think so. Anyway, it was pretty funny.
I see, I've never heard of Elf on the Shelf until this year.
Really?
It seems like everyone's doing it and I missed the memo. But it's a funny idea. I like it. But
Have you never heard of it before?
No, not before this year. I didn't even know he had a helper that was out there seeing who's naughty and nice. And isn't the elf a little bit naughty himself?
Yeah.
Messing around with people's Bitcoin?
Yeah, that and some have pooed on their...
How about that?
On the children, yeah.
Oh, my God, ew.
Yeah, I know, right? So disgusting. Naughty elf.
Wait.
You're like, what is going on? Okay, so...
What do you mean the elf has pooed on the children? Explain yourself, please.
Well, some kids I've heard along the grapevine have woken up with a bit of elf poo on their face.
Oh, my God,
and
ew.
The elf's toilet paper sitting next to their face with the elf's
Is this
bum.
In the comments on the Facebook?
Yep. Yeah. There's some pictures there if you want to check the situation out on our Facebook page.
I think Santa needs to have a word with his elf, rein him in a bit.
Yeah.
He's gone nuts.
Another photo here from Kelly. This naughty elf has maybe miscommunication. He's wrapped everything in the room in wrapping paper, the bed, the pillows.
Really?
The wall art.
Wow.
He goes little elf got a little bit confused about what's actually a present that needs to be wrapped. Another elf here has put shaving cream all over the bathroom mirror and it goes, want to build a snowman, and he's built some snowmen on the mirror out of shaving cream. I don't know. That's a little bit naughty elf.
You naughty boy elf. But get yours in at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. Ari just explaining a little bit more about the elf on the shelf to me because I don't. Yeah, I'm
Doesn't
new to
really
this.
Understand new it, to do it. You?
So you're just saying off air there that the elf is naughty when the kids are naughty.
Yeah, so if you're listening, if you're naughty and there is an elf on the shelf in your house, be warned because things can happen.
So that's when the elf really gets up to the mischief.
Yeah.
When the kid's been mischievous.
Like there's one here, Adam, where the elf has made the kids breakfast.
Mm-hmm.
And the elf has pooed all along the bread.
Oh, my God, ew.
Yeah. It's pretty funny, though.
You showed me the picture of it. It looks disgusting, Ari. That elf, I tell you. Dog news. Ari, you've got a dog, Santi.
Yep.
Do you feel loved as a consequence?
Yeah, of course.
Well, there's a new study out. Lockdowns introduced in response to the pandemic raised important questions about how people could best deal with the psychological problems resulting from isolation.
Mm-hmm.
According to a new US study, dog owners coped much better with certain aspects of the pandemic than non-dog owners. More than 1,500 people, half of them dog owners, the other half not, responded to a survey with questions designed to gauge levels of happiness, anxiety, depression and perceived social support, you see. The results showed that dog owners were more likely to feel loved and valued during the pandemic. They also found that owners had significantly lower depression scores. Dog owners. Dog owners who also owned other pets were excluded from the study to prevent an overlap of findings.
Yes, good.
Despite these positives, there was no difference in anxiety scores, though, between those with and without dogs. Maybe you still get a bit anxious because your dog gets up to naughty stuff. It's like, they ran out there on the road. What are you doing, Santi?
Yeah.
She got out.
Does happen.
You're loved but anxious.
Yes, loved but anxious, yeah.
As a dog owner. It's worth noting that government-imposed lockdowns during the pandemic prevented proper social interaction from occurring over extended periods of time, whereas the interaction of dog owners with their pooches will most likely have remained consistent throughout. So it's not like this; they're getting the social love from, you know, regular places at the time. And obviously a lot of other places had more lockdowns than us here in Taz.
Yeah, well, in Adelaide, they had a 3 or 4 day lockdown and they weren't even allowed to walk the dogs around the block. They literally
really?
Weren't allowed to leave the house.
Mm. Yeah, the study's authors also noted that enough previous research backs their findings to give them some clout.
No, I just want a dog.
So there you go, you are loved.
You can borrow Santi if you're ever having a bad day.
Might have to, yeah.
Yeah.
Cheers for that, Ari.
I just want a dog, dog, and I want my dog to be in films.
Song, 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 snag.
It's time to play Song Snag. Adam has badly snagged up a song. If you think you know the artist and the song title, give us a call on 1300 655 922. If you get it right, you'll go on the draw to win breakfast for two at Windows on West Stella. Now, keeping in mind as well that this week is a short week for us. I mean, I'm finishing up early, so it is a short week, which means there's less people in the running to win.
What do you mean?
It's more chances of winning.
Listen, Ari, it's a full week because I've got to do the show Friday without you.
Yeah, but there's no one at admin for anyone to collect any prizes.
Oh, we are doing prize giving different day, are we?
Yeah, we are doing a different day this week. So,
what day? We should have checked.
I think it might be even Wednesday because we're going to have no one in the office on Thursday or Friday.
Heard rumblings about a possible prize giving Wednesday.
Yeah, so that means you're one out of three chances.
Well,
that's like, it doesn't get any better than that.
It doesn't get any better than that. She's absolutely right. So here is today's song, 1300 655 922, if you know the artist and song name.
Stop it, Adam.
Sorry, here's the song without Ari's. Do you know the song name? Do you know the artist? If you do, give us a buzz. 1300 655 922. That brekkie for two at Windows and Westella could be yours.
Song, 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 snag.
Hello, Maybelle.
Hello,
how
Maybelle.
Are you?
I'm ringing up the song snag.
Okay, but Maybelle, I'll just quickly play you the snagged song. All right, Maybelle. Do you know the song name and the artist?
Yes. Is it Tainted Love by
Soft Cell? Oh, Tainted Love. She's done it. Congrats, Maybelle. You're in the draw for Brekkie for two at Windows on with Stella, and I think we're drawing that Wednesday, so pretty much one in three chance, Maybelle.
That's an excited giggle, isn't it?
You made her die.
Oh, that's good. We're
awesome.
Happy.
No, well, she nearly said a bad word as you answered.
Ooh.
Oh.
Maybelle, can't
be careful because that elf has got you good already.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Good to hear from you.
Thanks.
Cheers.
Thanks,
bye.
Sammy. Bye.
Kid music. Music.
Adam, we have got Mac Russell on the line, long-time Devonport Motor Show committee member, because it's not far away, our 2022 Devonport Motor Show. Good morning, Mac.
Good morning, Harry and Adam.
So, Mac, how long have you been involved with the Devonport Motor Show?
Since it first started back in about 2007, I think we've run for about 15 years. Of course, we couldn't have a show last year, but... With the COVID and so forth, but the Sea Road Devonport Motor Show, run by the Rugby Club of Devonport North, is back on Sunday the 27th of March, and it will be at the new location, which is at the Vietnam Memorial at the head of the Mersey River, and it runs between Malana Close around to Fenton Street, and also includes the Bass Strait Maritime Centre and Marion Storm Park as well. So we're lots of space at a wonderful location, Adam and Ari.
Yeah, wonderful. And that's a lot bigger. Last year it was in the Providore at the Paran Apple Centre, and obviously with COVID restrictions and everything, it was not quite the same, but I'm glad it's back for 2022. Registrations are now open, so how can anyone listening get involved if they'd like to register?
Well, we'd encourage anyone with suitable vehicles to go to our website, Devonport Motor Show, pretty easy to look up, and it's a pretty simple process to register your vehicle. We will probably end up with somewhere between the 500 to 600 pre-registered vehicles on the day, and the sooner you get in there, the better. So we look forward to that, and you can be cars of any suitable, reasonable character. and also motorbikes and also trucks pre-1990. And we've got this year a special display put on by the Vintage Japanese Motorcycle Club. So I think we're going to have pretty special bikes down there.
Yeah, and with the borders open, we may have some mainlanders listening. And just so they know, mainlanders do get involved. Some people bring their vehicles across on the Spirit.
That is right. On the Spirit, and also, of course, on the Sea Road, we have lots of special vehicles, or not lots, but a few special vehicles that we'll be bringing over. And Chaz and Sea Road will be bringing those to the show for us, those special things to see.
Wonderful. So that again is on the 27th of March 2022. So registrations are open if you'd like to participate with a vehicle. And how about tickets? When will tickets be on sale for the Devonport Motor Show?
We haven't started. Obviously, we'll be able to buy tickets from the day when you go there, but we will have tickets online in the coming months. But we've still got 3 months out to the show, but the important thing for us and the public is to know that it is on and it is going to occur, and to mark that date down, Sunday the 27th of March.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Mac Russell, for joining us this morning and giving us all the information about the Devonport Motor Show 2022.
Thanks, Adam and Ari.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning, Adam.
Morning. I popped the proper intro in once again.
Thank you.
None of that summer breakfast generic stuff just yet.
Doesn't it just, like, you need the norm. It's what we have every day. I need it today.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, so we had the generic summer breakfast intro in the system.
That can start next week.
Bit early. Unless we should just go home, we shouldn't be here.
What is your first, if you're just joining, Bossman Jerry went to the tennis club because he's always there, he raves about it, and you had a tennis match against him, and he said if you can get 1 point, you can be content director for a week. Not only did I think he let you win because he's also away this week.
He did not. I beat him fair and square.
He is away this week. There is no way he was like, going to let you win and let you be content director. But I do want to know, Adam, as our boss for the entire week, for the station, what is the first rule you're going to change? Have you had a thought about it over the weekend?
Nah, I forgot, to be honest.
Well, you're going to have a think about it, because, I mean, you got to really utilise this time as acting CD. Any suggestions, feel free to call up or message through.
First order of business, I think, is to replace these intros with our breakfast intro.
Good choice.
Done that.
Good choice, yeah.
Off to a good start,
maybe
I think.
Maybe we should play Mistletoe.
I don't know about that. I think we've had enough of that.
We haven't had it.
First order
today.
Of business. First order of business. I'm taking that out of the library.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Roll it up with the Coast Best Free Stuff. They see me rolling. It's the CFM Street Team.
It is the last time that you will catch Zach out and about in the CFM Cruiser.
Ever. Is he retiring?
Well, let's not say ever, because sometimes he just might.
I've been trying to get him to stay on forever.
We have. We really have tried. But
he doesn't like us enough,
Well, he doesn't want to be your friend.
I know.
Really, he was like, I don't know if I can be Adam's friend.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to not be here. That's what happened. No, he didn't. But it is indeed Zach. He's out and about in the CFM Cruiser. For the last time, Zach, where are you this morning and what do you have on board?
I am still here in January, so you will still see me in the Cruiser next month.
Don't tell Adam that.
I'm sorry, but Adam will love me by the end of this cross, I guarantee it.
Oh, good.
I'm at Harvey Norman Devonport. I've got your Cripps Master Loaves. Help reduce waste by recycling your Cripps bread bags. I've got heaps of goodies, like some Nopong. I've got some lanolin skincare. And the first couple people to come find me are going to receive a $25 voucher to FaZe Jewelers or a voucher to Valentino's Family Restaurant. It's absolutely awesome, and it doesn't get any better than that right now at Harvey Norman Devonport in the CFM Cruiser.
I do love him. He's right. Good on you. Does not get any better than this, does it?
I think it does. I'm pretty sure there's also some Christmas show bags in that Cruiser.
Well, this is why I want him to stay on permanently. He says stuff like that.
Yeah, bless. All right, morning, Takesha. Where are you this morning? What have you got on board?
Good morning, guys. I am out in Santa's sleigh again this week with a new costume, Adam.
Oh.
Super exciting.
Bit brave. Breezy.
I have some friends here that actually want to say hello before I get stuck into anything, though. It is Charlotte, Layla, and Caleb. Say hello, guys.
Hello.
Hello.
Do you have a special shout-out for any friends or anything?
Merry Christmas.
And a Happy New Year. Merry Christmas.
Oh, cute.
Merry Christmas.
We meet along the way. That's right. My goodness.
Yes, I know. Isn't it great?
I do have the Coast Best free stuff this morning. I'm out at West Park Plants Plus in the sleigh, and I've got all sorts of goodies on board. I've still got a few dog collars left and stubby coolers from the Barnyard Vet. I have Mentos and lollipops. I've got chocolates. I've got candy canes. What else do I have? I've got this really cool little race car from Auto One. I've got dog treats if you want to bring along your dog. I've got Cripps Master Loaf. Make sure you are recycling those bread tags. I've got candy canes. Not sure if I already said that. For the first few people, though, I do have $20 vouchers to West Park Plants Plus and $20 vouchers to Tai Dang Dam. So come and catch me. I've got heaps of freebies. I'm in the sleigh at West Park Plants Plus, and it's all powered by Harvey Norman Burnie Electrical.
Takeisha, can you do me a favour?
Of course, Adam. What can I do for you?
Can you just quickly say it doesn't get any better than this?
It doesn't get any better than this. I can say that honestly, too.
Eddie Vedder. It doesn't get Eddie Vedder than this.
Any better than this. I said that.
No, Eddie Vedder.
Eddie, what?
Yeah, it doesn't get...
It's a Pearl Jam thing.
Okay, well, it doesn't get any better than this.
Eddie Vedder. Come on, we got to get this right.
Oh,
Adam!
No. He won't let you go until you say it right.
Eddie Vedder with a V.
It doesn't get any better than this.
That's close enough. Thanks, Takeisha.
Stop it, Adam.
We're going to work on that.
You're torturing them.
Tomorrow, we'll work on it again. Now, good hair. I like your hair, Ari.
Thanks, Ad.
New hair, new you.
Yep.
You got the full blonde. I mean, what happened? Because you were in there for hours at that hairdresser. Like, how long were you in the hairdresser for?
I'm sorry, but I have a lot more hair than you.
She's had a go.
Bit more hair than you. It takes ages. I have thin hair, but there's lots of it. But I was sitting down, getting my hair done, and my hairdresser, lovely hairdresser, but we both knew that we knew each other, but we're like, oh, yeah, where from?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, for us it's weird because we know lots of people but don't really know them.
Mm-hmm.
And then it clicked.
Mm-hmm.
It was Angel that came in with Connor for our Friday live performance.
Uh-huh.
From Adapt.
Connor.
Connor and Angel.
Yeah.
They had a new single, Different Eyes.
Yeah, right. Rings a bell.
Yeah.
Was that early on in our breakfast career?
It was.
Yeah, right.
And I was like, oh!
Yeah.
Hey! But, yeah, it was one of those times where you just, like, looking at each other like, oh.
And so Angel...
I know I should know who you are.
And Angel was doing your hair.
Yeah.
And
she's
so,
a fantastic hairdresser. She's literally, like, the go-to person for, like, blonde and colour.
And so you were like, oh, how do I know you? But who revealed it? She was like, yeah, I went into your radio show.
Well,
so
it was one of those things where it wasn't like, oh, hey, Angel. It was just like a constant flow of a conversation. And the pieces just kept building up. And I was like, yeah, Friday Live. Oh!
Sort
yeah,
like
it was like a light bulb moment.
Right.
Yeah.
Interesting. But how long do you know? Have you calculated how long you were in there?
Well, I was there from 1:30 to 4:30 or something.
I swear you were still in there at 5 p.m., weren't you?
Because
I was meeting you to do something, and I think it was 5:10, and you were like, I'm leaving the hairdresser now.
Yeah, so I was close to it.
That's so long.
Yeah, but it's a long process.
Does it normally take that long?
Yeah.
Does it?
It does take a while.
So that's 4 hours?
Yeah.
4 hours. That's crazy
foils
to me. Yeah. I mean, it looks good. Worth the time.
Yeah, thank
Congrats,
you.
Congrats, like
yeah,
it.
Thanks, Angel. You did a great job, and can't wait to have you back in for Friday Live. But I was like, the connections. Is the real hairdresser, or what is your saying you say?
Maybe the real hairdresser are the friends we made along the way.
Word sandwich.
More.
It's time to play Word Sandwich. We give you two words, and there's a word in the middle that we would like to know.
Hang on a second. Ari, just before we went back on air, Ari said, I'm going to do this break with my eyes closed, and then you must have realised that you have to read the liner, right?
No, I thought you would wig you out if I did the whole break with my eyes closed. Should I do it with my eyes closed?
Yeah, but you have to say the liner.
Yeah,
go on.
All right, we're playing Word Sandwich. This is a game we like to play each weekday morning. We give you two words. Thea helps us out with that. Thank you, Thea. And you need to call up and tell us the word that goes in the middle of the sandwich. The number is 1-300-655-922. You go on the draw to win a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference. That number again is 1-300-655-922. Thea, what are the words today?
She's done it.
Thank you.
I think you were peeking through the hands, though.
I wasn't.
No, I know. I'm just staring. All right, Thea, what do we got?
Your words for today are desk and deck.
Desk and deck. What goes?
I ruined trivia trial, so I don't want to repeat the words today.
What goes in the middle of desk and deck? Desk something, something deck. We're looking for that something that goes in the middle at 1-300-655-922.
Word sandwich.
More. At 1-300-655-922, Eva is on to do word sandwich. These are the words, Eva.
Your words for today are desk and deck.
What do you think goes in the middle?
Is it top?
The word for my sandwich is top. Desk top. Top deck.
She's done it, Ari.
You have done it, Eva. You are in the draw to win a savoury box from McCarthy's Bread Lounge in Ulverston. You can head in and taste the difference if you are the lucky winner on Prize Giving Wednesday.
Thank you.
Hit music. Music.
CFM. We've got your photos coming in at CFM Tasmania on Facebook of your elf on the shelf. I'd never heard of it until this year. This is the first time I've seen people doing it, and we've got like around 200 comments of photos. Some of them, Ari, I was not expecting to be so gross. A little bit.
Yeah, you're grossed out by all the elf on the shelf pooing ones
on the toilet. Yeah, it's. I actually feel like gagging.
Funny, though.
Yeah, they're gross.
This one's like, oops, wet fart.
Oh.
Oh my god, ew.
I think there's a couple where they've let weed into glasses and they're selling it as lemonade.
Yeah, it's hilarious. It's so funny.
Yeah.
You don't think it's funny?
It's just, well, some of them are actually gross.
One is like, don't swallow, so this is from Diane, don't swallow bubble gum, and it's the elf leaning over and there's a bubble coming out of his bottom.
I did see that one. But keep them coming in at CFM Tasmania. Cause,
so good.
You know, there's only one way I'll learn, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly. And, I mean, one day you will have that family of yours, so you'll need to do Elf on the Shelf.
We've got a little elf in the studio here.
Yeah, he's brought us some candy canes, he's but you nice. Said you don't like those candy canes.
Well, I like the non-mint ones.
And I like the mint ones, so there's mint ones there.
See, we're still different in one way. That's the only one left. I just can't believe you bought a denim jacket that looks like mine just because you liked mine.
It doesn't even look like yours.
It doesn't come all the way down like mine. It's got the sort of shorter cut on it.
Yeah, it's a crop one.
Yeah, like mine. Mine's like a vintage 70s and it just doesn't quite come, but the sleeves are long. She saw me in this denim jacket and was like, I'm going to buy one just like that. I can't believe it. I mean, it's an honour, but just come clean and admit it.
I can't do that.
It's a new denim jacket, is it not?
Yeah, but it's for Friday Live because you keep giving me airs about not
Fancy
wearing,
Friday.
Yeah, sorry. That's what I meant.
you've made comments about that denim jacket. You're like, are you going to wear that denim jacket? Because you like the jacket, don't you? You do like the jacket that I have, the denim jacket that I have, don't you?
That doesn't mean I bought a denim jacket you have one.
This is the situation, gang, all right? She says to me, are you going to wear that denim jacket? Oh, I like that denim jacket, right? A couple of times, a few times. We're going out tonight somewhere. Are you going to wear that denim jacket?
She always wears the denim jacket.
No, because you like it, right?
No, because you look more hipster. You look like, oh, yeah, I'm from Hope Park. Come on, denim jacket.
From Hope Park, come on. And then one day she turns up in a similar, I mean, it looks exactly the same, this denim jacket. Brand new.
Okay,
she's just bought it.
Tomorrow, should we go with denim day tomorrow? We'll both rock our denim jackets tomorrow.
Yeah.
And we'll show the coast how much they do not look the same.
And you bought it just after loving mine. All the evidence points to you bought it because you like my denim jacket. You wanted one. Just come clean, Ari. Honesty.
It's just not why I got it.
It all points to that. It all points to that. But nah. I'm honoured. So thank you, Ari. And we have confirmed there live on air. She did buy it because she likes mine. So thank
you. I didn't say that.
You said it word for word.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Good morning. Welcome to the week, Ari.
Welcome.
We do have at 1-300-655-922 Tiff from Stoodley on. Hello, Tiff.
Well, first off, mint candy canes are better.
Yeah, thank
Tiff,
you.
Tiff, come on, please, Tiff.
Thank you.
How could you?
But the original ones are still good.
The original ones?
Are still good.
The ones that aren't mint?
Yeah, they still taste good.
Sometimes it's you have both up there on the tree and it's luck of the draw as well. That's fun.
Yeah.
Which one are you getting? Have you seen?
The kids taste the rainbow ones at the moment.
Mmm. Mm,
yum.
Are they mint or they're not mint?
No, I don't think they are. Yeah, I can't remember.
Only one way to find out?
Exactly. I might have to have them when I get home.
Yeah.
Can I request a song, please?
Is it Mistletoe?
No, okay. Unless you don't have the one I'd like.
Oh, okay, I hope we do. What are you asking for? What would you like?
First suggestion is The Little Drummer Boy by Johnny Cash.
We don't have a Johnny Cash version. We have a High Five version and we have Bob Seger. So,
well,
I mean, please don't make us play Mistletoe.
Okay, go to High Five one.
Yeah. Tiff! Good suggestion, I think.
We've got to mix it up a little bit, Ari.
Yeah.
Okay. Tiff's right. Today.
Tiff's right.
There's still a couple more days to request songs, so.
Yeah, true.
Last week, so.
Very true.
And also, we're doing a New Year's Eve special, though, where it's all requests.
Oh, that's. Yeah, we are doing a New Year's Eve special, and we're only allowed to play songs that are requested, mm-hmm. So that should be very fun. Mistletoe on repeat.
No.
Nice. High five version will do.
Okay, good.
Thanks,
let's do it.
Tiff.
Thanks, Tiff. Have a good day.
Thank you.
Cheers.
You
too.
Bye.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
On the line, we have Naomi and Maybell. Hello, guys.
We want to keep the Christmas cheer going.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, okay. What would you like to...
We actually have two songs we
want to
request.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
We can probably do one, but we probably only have one because the library's always, it doesn't have much. There's lots of gaps in there.
The two are Mistletoe.
Yeah, we'll see what we can do.
Finally, it's Christmas by Hanson.
Oh, we can definitely do the Hanson one. I'm not sure if Mistletoe's in the library.
I'm pretty sure Mistletoe is in the library. Mm. Maybell asks for it, Adam.
We'll see what we can do about that one.
You have to do both, Adam, to make me smile.
Okay.
Yeah. Make Naomi smile, Adam. Put both in.
I might have deleted it out of the library, so I'll have to go get it and put it back in, but we can do both over the course of the hour.
Woo!
So we'll play both before 10 o'clock for you.
Thank you, Adam.
That's okay.
Yeah, thank you, Adam.
No worries, guys.
Merry Christmas, Ari.
Merry Christmas. Do I
get a Merry Christmas or? Are they gone? I don't know. Maybe I can't put them in then.
No, you have to.
I'll
put
them in.
So upset if you don't.
Of course, I'll put them in. Hello, CFM. Who's this?
Hi, it's Mel.
Hello, Mel. How are you going?
Merry Christmas.
Great. I called in for you, Adam. I have a request.
Mm-hmm.
Pearl Jam, Santa God.
Santa God. Good on you, Mel. Yeah, we'll throw that one in too. That's a good one.
It is a great one.
If I get Mistletoe, you get that.
Uh-huh. Thanks, Mel.
Thanks, Mel.
Now everyone gets a Christmas song. Oh, bless them.
The Coast love us.
I know. So before 10, we'll have Mistletoe. Right now, we'll have Hanson. And we'll have Pearl Jam Santa God too. I can't wait.
What a lineup.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Hello, Adam.
That's it. The Adam and Ari breakfast program done for
Are
Amanda.
You pointing at me?
Well, I thought you could start the break, you know.
Adam.
Thanks for being with us today.
Thanks for playing Mistletoe.
Hope everyone's...
Thanks, Maybell.
Yeah, that's okay. And thanks, Mel. Thank Mel for the Santa God.
And thank you, Mel.
What did you think of the song?
Yep.
You didn't listen to it.
Mistletoe is better.
We'll be back tomorrow from 6 to do it again. This is our last week. And actually, Ari's not here Friday, so we're going up.
Well, I'm not here Thursday.
Are you
I have an annual leave day on Thursday.
Do you think you might come in Thursday?
Well, are you going to come in on the 31st in the morning with me for the whole show?
Well, is that the deal, is it?
Yep, that's the deal. Because that's your annual leave day.
Because the thing is, players, we have a New Year's Eve show that night, request show, 7 p.m. till midnight. taking your requests.
Yes, we are only allowed to play the songs that you request.
Yeah, or Ruben Rod might make us, can I please have Pearl Jam's entire catalogue, thanks? And then we have to play those, Ruben.
No, Ruben Rod is disqualified from calling up.
Is that you, Lee?
It sure is. Send me a good morning.
Is that you, Lee?
It sure is.
You're just too good at it, to be honest. Too good. Well, Ruben Rod may call up. Who knows? But yeah, it is happening on New Year's Eve from 7. So maybe start thinking of some songs you
that
could
you'd
request.
Like to hear, yeah. But this is the thing, Ari's wondering, am I coming in breakfast that morning?
Yeah, because if I'm coming in this Thursday.
But what if we run out of juices for our exciting New Year's Eve special?
We'll nap.
But still, juices don't. You don't get juices back from napping. What if we run out of all our great content ideas?
No. Well, I'm going to be tired.
I know.
That is when the fun happens, though. Like Relay for Life, you know?
The fun happens when you're tired, is that
what
you're saying?
Yeah, the fun happens when you're tired. Like Relay for Life, we're on our little marquee, we'd been up all night. That is when the great topics are talked about, you know? It's like having a slumber party.
So look forward to our New Year's Eve slumber party.
Yeah, it's going
to
be lots of fun.
Get your requests in. Obviously, the phone number 1-300-655-922, and we'll have Facebook set up for all the requests there too.
Yep, we sure will.
We'll leave you in the safe, capable hands of our boss.
Tennis champion.
Tennis champ, Jerry Shears, with your Workday Hits. Here he is.
Your last party of 2021 needs the best playlist.
And Ari, there's only one way we can ensure it's the best playlist.
And that's to fill it with your requests.
That's right, just call us on the night at 1-300-655-922 or post on our socials and we'll play what you want.
Get the party started!
Take us to your party. We don't even need an invite.
It's Adam and Ari's New Year's Eve Countdown on CFM.